from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraq battles the Kurds. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the government's office, key military sites, and an oil field. Gunfire finally giving way to celebration as in a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. Baghdad described the advance as largely unopposed, but an aid organization said some Kurdish Peshmerga and Iraqi fighters were killed in an overnight clash south of Kirkuk before the government troops advanced into the city. The Peshmerga said Baghdad would pay a heavy price for the war on the Kurdistan people. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty on Monday to charges that he endangered comrades by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl pleaded guilty to charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The latter carries a maximum sentence of a life in prison. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban shortly after he left his remote post in 2009, prompting a military manhunt. The soldier from Idaho has said he intended to cause alarm and draw attention to what he saw as problems for his unit. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialists won a surprise majority, raising concern among some of the more political turmoil. Venezuela has been rocked by protests that have left more than 100 dead since April. This is